Well, we had a great turnout, about 50 people, all different ages, all different backgrounds. It was a great crowd. They had really interesting questions. They'd really want to know a lot more about some of the details of his music, his life, and you know, some of the things that some of the projects he was working on just before he died.
What will we learn from your book, Hendrix on a Hendrix, about Jimmy that we don't know already?
Well, this is the first book to gather Jimmy's important interviews done at the peak of his career, starting with his first press interview done in 1966, shortly after he left America and arrived in England, and it concludes with his last interview given about a week before he died.
Interesting that on the timing on all this, Rolling Stone magazine has just today released a preview of a new Hendrix album of previously unreleased music that's due out in March. His longtime producer and engineer Eddie Kramer explains that this was recorded in 1969 with Stephen Stills on bass, Buddy Miles on drums. Makes you wonder how much more unreleased stuff by Jimi Hendrix is out there. Do you know?
Well, it's incredible how the guy crammed 42 years worth of music into a four-year short career. You know, I think what's left is basically some really incredible concerts that have never been released before. Fans are just screaming for this Royal Albert Hall show that was done in 1969. It was shot on film, and it was recorded in stereo, and there's been little glimpse of it through some bootleg recordings and things like that, but that's the next gem that fans really want to see.
Is there anyone in today's music you can compare to Jimi Hendrix?
Gosh, no.
No, he's a one of a kind.
I'm really jaded and biased. I don't think we'll be talking about Taylor Swift or Justin Bieber in 42 years from now. Jimmy's music was unique. He thought out of the box. He challenged the norm, and he really, pressed the limits to, his imagination.